It has been a few weeks that people are speculating about the date of the second round. And it seems that the CNE has been organizing several meetings the last days to find out exactly when they will be able to carry out the elections. They decide on the date. They have to give that date to the president of the transition, General Jacob Konate, so that he can call the elections by decree. And we hope will be done before the end of this week. Otherwise, sometimes at the beginning of next week.
We heard the front runners are going to be going for the runoff. So what happens to the other parties? Are they jostling for position, horse trading that we hear of? Is that what is going on at the moment?
Yes. There has been negotiations going on between the two parties, which are going to be in the second round, and the other parties which have lost during the second round. And it seems that so far, there are around 14 parties which have reached an agreement with the RPG of Professor Alpha Conde. And there are some other parties which have an agreement with the UF DG of Mr. Sindhu Belen Jallo. And it seems that the two leading political parties, which lost for the second round, will sign an agreement with Mr. Sindhu Belen Jallo today. And it's going to be Mr. Sidya Touré, who is the former prime minister, and Mr. Ade Silla, who got around 4% of the vote during the first round. And Mr. Sidya Touré got around 13% for the first round. So it means these two people are really the one who got most vote during the first round and were not able to go to the second round, except the case of Mr. Lansana Kouyaté, who got 8%, and Papakoli Kuruma, who got around 4%.
So if Abesela and Touré are backing Diallo, that basically gives him an upper hand over his challenger.
Definitely, because as you know, for the first round, he got around 43% of the vote. And if you take Sidya, who got 13% of the vote, you add up the 3% from Abesela, it means theoretically, for the second round, he will be able to make more than 50%, which he need to get elected as president. But having said that, it's not guaranteed, because we know that there are some supporters of political parties who will not necessarily back up the recommendation made by their political leader. But yes, it's really very significant for Mr. Jallo to get the backing of these two former candidates.
Some are also expressing the view that it seems there could be alignment based on ethnic lines and people voting on ethnic lines. Do you see this in the second round?
You know, it's a very difficult issue. Yes, there are some people who will vote on ethnic lines for sure. But we cannot say for sure all of the people will vote exactly the same way. Because if you take, for example, Mr. Sidya Touré, who got 30% of the vote for the first round, he got really support from other ethnic groups. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to make up the 13%. And we know there are many young people from all cross ethnic groups who decide really not to campaign for him, but also to vote for for him. And all of the candidates for the first round, they got support from other region of Guinea. It means they didn't get just support from their own ethnic group. And for the second round, any of the candidates who will expect to win will have to get backing from other ethnic group. Otherwise, it's going to be just impossible to hope to get elected on the basis of support coming from just one single ethnic group. So saying that people will vote on ethnic line, for sure some people, but not all of the voters. And I think at the end of the day, the president who will be elected will have to get support from other ethnic groups and will be really the president of all Guineans.